God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times I feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I think people made a believer out of me.
We send him out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed. Devils cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the street.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program. We're going to be talking about the glory company that God is raising up in this hour. And guess what? You're invited to be a part of it. So stay tuned and find out more. I've been saved for about 30 years, got saved in my mid-20s, and in that time, in the last 30 years, I've seen a number of moves of the Spirit, different emphases that the Lord's been bringing to his people, such as, you know, healing revivals and prophetic movements and word movements, and all of them have been absolutely marvelous. But I see the Lord doing something in this hour where he's raising up what I would call a glory company, a people who are in touch with the weight of the Lord's tangible presence, of the copiousness, of the abundance, of not only the presence of the Lord, but the presence of the heavenly dimension that we're seeing coming into the earthly realm. And I'd like you to turn, if you would, to Colossians 3. And we'll start with verse 1. And it says, therefore, if you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. And so this glory company is a people who has their minds, their affections set on the things above where Christ is seated. And I love what it says here. It says, if you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, not just Jesus himself, but the things above where Christ is seated. And that includes all the heavenly glory, the wonderful heavenly glory, the essence of heaven itself that we're seeing come into the earth for such a time as this. And there's a lot of young people that are being raised up right now, especially I see a lot of young men and some young women who are out carrying the message of the glory. And miracles, signs, and wonders are following them. They're just going ballistic in the glory where there's signs, wonders, miracles, healings, prophetic, high levels of everything going on within the gatherings of the people of God, but also out on the streets. And God is calling all of us to move in that dimension. Now, if you turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, you'll find that we've been praying a prayer for the last 2,000 years. The church has been praying this prayer. Matthew 6, starting in verse 10, it says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we've been praying this very prayer, the church has, for 2,000 years, that the kingdom of heaven would come into the earth, that God's will would happen in the earth as it is in heaven. And so we're starting to see a lot of the manifestations of the heavenlies, like the angelic visitation and evidence of open heaven, of heavenly visitation and vision, and of visions of Jesus Christ. And God is calling his entire body to come into this place where really we'll be like ascending and descending up into the heavens, back down into the earth. And this is all possible. This is becoming very, very awesomely normal in this hour. Now also turn in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 4. And in Revelation chapter 4, we see John in a vision. And, well, it's actually a spiritual encounter. And it says, after these things, I looked and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice, which I had heard like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, come up here and I will show you what must take place after these things. So John saw this door opened up into heaven with an invitation for him to come up into the heavenlies and that he would be shown things that were to take place in the earthly dimension. Now, a number of years ago, Mike Bickle and his team out of Kansas City started praying in Harp and Bowl prayer and worship, started praying for the doors to open. They started praying the book of Revelation and saying, come up here, come up here, come up here. There's a door open in heaven. And I believe actually that is what has opened portals for the body to go up there. Jesus actually opened the heavens through his death, resurrection, through his finished work on the cross. But we have access into the heavenlies now through the blood of the Lamb. And so we're living as a heavenly company or a glory company. In this program, we're going to hear testimony. We've got Ryan Wyatt, who's a young man. I really appreciate him. But he's coming up in God Talk, who's going to share with you about some heavenly visitation he's had. In fact, he's even had a visitation of Jesus Christ himself and the angels coming into where he was at. It's fantastic. So come back after the break and meet Ryan Wyatt.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
Welcome to God Talk. Today I want to introduce you to a friend of mine named Ryan Wyatt, and he is part of this glory company. And Ryan has had a visitation of Jesus Christ and other visitations as well. But I mean, he is so pure in his heart. I just love him. He's a great teacher of the word. But he's going to share with you now about this visitation that he had.
I was in Olympia, Washington. I was preparing for a meeting. I hate to say like any other day, but like any other day. And I was in my hotel simply asking the Lord what it was that he wanted to say, what it was he wanted to do in the meeting. And I remember there was already a very good feel of the presence of God in the room. But the atmosphere shifted. Not just the atmosphere, but the temperature in the room is what I noticed right away. It was just a normal temperature, but within seconds, just immediately the temperature was much, much warmer. And it wasn't it shifted from the feel of just the presence of God generally in the room to you knew the presence of Jesus, the man, the God-man was coming. It was very unusual, hard to describe, and I knew where he's coming from, and I began to weep uncontrollably. I remember physically feeling like I didn't know that I had the strength even to still sit in my chair. I was sitting and didn't know if I could stay in the chair. And sure enough, here he came from around the corner in the room. And when I saw him, he was dripping with oil, just from head to toe. And he came and he stood next to me at my chair. And when he stood there, I remember feeling this coating of oil come on me. My skin, I remember, in looking at him, but then looking at myself on my skin, my clothes, my face was this coating of oil. And the Lord spoke to me and he said this was the oil of the overcomers that he's pouring out on a generation. He told me that he was one who overcame. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And he began to speak to me about how there will be a generation who lives and abides in the supernatural. Jesus was one who lived in the supernatural and brought it to earth, and it was a habitual thing. It wasn't visitation. He was a habitation of God. And these overcomers will carry that. And the two things he said to me that have really kind of set the tone for our ministry, I remember the Lord looking at me. He looked like a bull at a rodeo that was in the stall, but wasn't released yet, but was right at the edge. And he showed me Acts chapter 3, where it says that Jesus is retained in the heavens until the restoration of all things on the earth. And he showed me what the restoration of all things was. He said, "Ryan, I am desperately hungry that I would have a people who lay hold of their full inheritance." He showed me Ezekiel 44:28, where the Lord is speaking to the Zadok priesthood, and he says to them, "You're to have no possession in Israel, for I am to be your possession. You're to have no inheritance, for I, the Lord God, am to be your inheritance." That's our inheritance on earth, is to manifest the fullness of Jesus in a generation. And then he said, "Ryan, I'm desperately hungry that I would have my full inheritance in my people." And he took me to Ephesians 3, where it talks about the manifold wisdom of God being displayed to the principalities and the powers of the air. And that's his inheritance, to have a people that would he could so place his glory on, that they would display the manifold wisdom of God to the principalities in the air, by and through the church. We are his jewels in Malachi, and I believe we're in a season of refining. We're in a spiritual revolution, but at the same time, he's refining us. Malachi chapter 3, "Behold, the Lord will come to his temple, and when he comes, he purifies the priesthood. And when he purifies them, he says, he'll speak to mine, and you are my jewels, and he'll show us off to the earth."
Testimonies like that chill my bones. I tell you, I get so excited about it. We're going to hear from Ryan again right now, because he's also seen what we call watcher angels. You think, well, what is a watcher angel? Well, he'll give a little bit of explanation on that. But let's go to him now as Ryan shares with us all about his experience with a watcher angel.
There's certain angels that the Lord's releasing right now to open up gates and to open up portals. And the first time I had this encounter, I was in my basement praying. It was already a good atmosphere. I had been pacing back and forth. And I remember I had gotten up to the wall, and I went to turn around, and just right there in front of me was this angel that was of a higher level than I had ever encountered before. And the presence of the angel threw me to the ground. Just the intensity of it threw me to the ground. And the Lord began to speak to me about how he's releasing watcher angels. They're spoken of in Daniel 4. And that they would open up portals. And when they open up those atmospheres, see, it's important to understand that the heavens are open. To be theologically accurate, the heavens are open since Jesus died and rose from the dead. But there are atmospheres that are over people, that the devil tries to put over people, over churches, over cities. And it's our responsibility as the saints of God to break through those atmospheres. And he's sending angelic help for those that have eyes and ears to be attentive. He's sending the angels to help cooperate with us in opening up atmospheres and shifting things to release heaven on earth. And this was a watcher that came, and he stood in my room for about 2 or 3 hours, and I was able to crawl to my chair in the room. And my wife normally never comes into the room, you know, when I'm praying. She knows it's my time. And it was as if this day the Lord just kind of deleted it out of her mind. She completely forgot. And there was literally a glory cloud, a haze, a mist in the room. And my wife came and opened the door, walked about 2 feet into the room, and with a question coming out of her mouth, and she went mute and began to cry. And she said, "You know, what is going on in here?" And I, you know, the best I could, I struggled and said, "You know, it's an angel." And she said, "I know. He's right behind me, isn't he?" Because her testimony was she felt electricity going up and down her back in the presence of a heavenly being behind her. And she just simply said, "I'll leave you alone," and left the room. And I called Bob Jones. I was actually at his house about a month later. And I said, "Bob, you know, what was this?" And sure enough, the same week, he had a watcher come to him as well and said the very same thing to him, that angels are being released to open up the atmosphere. And when they come, they strengthen our decree. And when we decree something, we're to be very careful when the heavens are open, because what we bless will be blessed and what we curse will be cursed. So they're sent to partner with us.
Would you like to have experiences like that? Wouldn't that be awesome? Well, you can. You know, God is visiting his people. It's just part of being part of the kingdom company. In our glory schools, we go into some teaching on this. But posture is everything. And Ryan's going to share with you now about how to posture yourself for the glory of God and for visitation.
There is a way to posture yourself. Everything we've been given is by grace. But there's a truth where Jesus says, do not labor for the things that lead to nothing, but do labor for the food that leads to everlasting life. So the open heavens belong to us by grace, but there's a laboring in positioning ourselves to receive that grace. In Genesis 2:7, it says that we were created from the dust of the ground, and then God breathed a spirit within us, a supernatural dimension, and we became a living being. When that took place, we were created from the natural and the spiritual, from two dimensions at one time. And that made us to be dual-dimensional people. The problem with many people on the earth is every human being has the ability to live in the spirit, whether saved or not, because we have a spirit. The issue is that most people are so caught up in the mind and with the five natural senses that we tend to not believe that it's of God unless we experience it with the five natural senses. And in my life, in experiencing the supernatural, the biggest key for me was my mind. Learning to soak and saturate and be able to still my mind and focus my mind, not emptying it like the New Age might say to achieve bliss, although there is great peace when you focus your mind on the Lord, but it's emptying your mind to focus on the Lord, entering into the mind of God. So when you get into that place of stillness, spontaneous things begin to come. The spontaneous bubbling up of the voice of God or the flashes of light in your room. But it's when we can still our natural senses to a place where we can hear God from within. You know, we're a new breed on the earth. Jesus was a prototype of a new breed. Adam, his original mandate was to bring heaven to earth. And he kind of lost track of that. Jesus came to birth a new breed. And when Jesus stood on the earth, he said, no one can be in heaven but he who first came from heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven right now. And he said that he was the firstborn among many brethren. He was a grain of wheat that had to fall into the ground to birth many more grains of wheat. And like Jesus, we're a new breed. We're dual-dimensional people. Jesus was one who lived in the Spirit. He said, I do nothing but what I see my Father doing. And his secret was being in the stillness. He would go away to the mountains. He would, you know, go away to the desert and becoming still and letting God speak within.
I have a real heart for you that you also will come into this place of heavenly visitation. So I just want to pray a prayer over you right now that you'll be able to get into a posture of faith, of love, and of rest and allow the Lord to download to you. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my friends right now that they'll just come alive as part of this glory company and come into a posture of receiving from you. May their faith arise, their love arise, but especially may they be found in the rest of your presence and enjoy the fullness of all that you have for them. Amen.
Patricia King's new book, Spiritual Revolution, will shake the way you think about the supernatural power of God and your role in combating the counterfeit signs and wonders of today's cults. This powerful book contains stories, insights, and practical suggestions about how you can aggressively choose to live in the supernatural realm of the kingdom of God. Join the spiritual revolution. Available online at extremeprophetic.com. Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
The Spirit of God is in the studio right now in a powerful way, and He's giving me words of knowledge and insight for you. And so listen carefully, because honestly, there might be a special destiny word just for you. What I'm seeing right now in my spirit is like portals. It's like openings of heavenly glory that are coming in specific places in someone's home. In fact, you've been identifying them lately, where certain parts of your home you feel like this essence of glory. It's like a different weight. It's like thick peace or something in the air. And the Lord's saying that that is an opening. And as you stand there and begin to worship Him, that you'll notice that it's going to thicken, and that you're going to become very, very strongly acquainted with angelic visitation in these coming days. So you'll know who you are, because you've already identified it. In fact, you were just telling a friend recently, saying, there's something about my house. Come stand over here. There's like a change in the air over here. And you were just telling someone that the other day. The Lord's saying that's an opening, an open heaven that's over you. And there's going to be angels ascending and descending in special ways inside of your home and your family. I'm getting a word now for someone who's got problems with your nails. I think it's like a fungus infection. And so the healing power of God wants to be released to you. Now, this is in your toenails as well as in your fingernails. And you've had it for a while. It's been aggravating. You've actually been using some medicine to try to get rid of it, but it hasn't gone away, and it's been a source of embarrassment to you. I want to minister to that condition right now in the name of Jesus. So why don't you just kind of yield those members up to the Lord right now as we're praying. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke the power of this fungus infection. I render it powerless and ineffective in the name of Jesus, and I speak death to every cell of the fungus right now. I speak death to it. I curse every root of the fungus in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that you would clean the flesh, just cleanse that flesh and make it just like brand new again. And Lord, that the nails will grow strong and healthy and vibrant. And I also see right now in my spirit the lightning of God touching that fungus. It's like the power of God's lightning just striking it and sizzling up the fungus infection. So in the name of Jesus, we declare that you are set free from that infection and that influence right now in Jesus' name. Also, there's someone watching that you've been having a lot of tension in your shoulders. It has something to do with your work. There's been a lot of extra pressure at work, a lot of stress, a lot of expectation, extra expectation on you that isn't normal. And you've been worried that maybe you're not pleasing your boss in the way that you should, and maybe that they're upset with you. And so it's produced a tension in your shoulders and in the back of your neck. And the Lord is lifting that right now, all that tension. In fact, I see His hand on your shoulder, and it's draining off. It's lifting right off right now. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. You can actually feel it right as you're watching this right now, this word, as it's going forth. It's lifting. It's just like a sponge lifting it out. There you go. Now start moving your shoulders around, and you'll notice a difference right away. There it is. It's gone. Wow, I'm getting another word of knowledge right now too. Praise the Lord. I'm getting that there's someone here with a cocaine addiction. You're watching the program. You started using cocaine a little while ago just for fun with a few friends. Didn't think it was that dangerous. Thought you had power over it. But recently you've noticed that not only are you doing this at parties, but also by yourself and that. And this is a very, very dangerous thing. You are actually addicted. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we just break that addiction to this cocaine bondage right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you something. Would you please repent, deeply repent from the use of all drugs and from the rebellion that is behind that, because that's going to hold you in bondage. It'll steal everything that you have, all that you are. It'll take you down into complete destruction. But Jesus is with you right now to deliver you completely. His glory is here. Jesus is with you. He's with you, right beside you. I can feel His presence right now, right beside you, delivering you from this cocaine addiction. Receive His touch right now and go totally into His heart. Surrender yourself completely to Him. He is with you, and He's going to walk you on a journey out of that, but it's got to be 100% for Him. Do it now. Become part of this glory company. It's a lot better than doing that kind of junk that destroys you. Being part of His glory will invigorate you forever, empower you forever. The other destroys, but Jesus gives life, and it's in abundance.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
I love this question that we have today on Ask Patricia. It says, Patricia, why is it that I can never feel the presence of God? Can I do anything about this? You know, this is a question that many people ask. And I've been in meetings, especially in our glory school, where people get so frustrated. They say, I've prayed and I've worshiped and I've soaked and nothing ever happens for me. And I see everybody else get the glory and everybody else is getting touches from God, but I don't get anything. And that is a very common comment everywhere we go. And I think the first thing is to realize that God is always with you. So whether you feel him or not, he's always there. And sometimes we approach him with anxiety instead of real faith. Faith, when you're in real faith, you believe that he is there. You believe that he's with you. But when you're in hope, you're expecting that he's there. But when you're in anxiety, you're thinking, oh no, he better be there, but I don't think he is there, and I wonder if he ever will come. And so one of your keys for learning how to feel the presence of God is to, first of all, believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, you know. And so he's with you right now, so come into rest with that and start seeking him, knowing that he's already there, not hoping that he's there, but knowing that he's there. So it would look something like, Lord, I believe that you're here, and I believe that you're touching me, and you're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. You're so kind. You're so good. And just soak like that, believing that he's there, whether you feel him or not. Another thing that I like to do is to make decrees of the Word of God. The Word of God is true whether, you know, you feel anything or not. Like, Jesus is Lord, whether you feel he is Lord or not. You are the righteousness of God in Christ when you're a believer, whether you feel him or not. So when you make decrees concerning the glory, for instance, like, God, you meet all of my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that is a decree. And if you meditate on that enough, it'll start to get on you. You know, and the other thing is this, when you even have the slightest little bit of a feeling, maybe it's just a little sense that maybe his weight of his presence is on you, the tiniest little sense, lean into it. Make a big deal out of it. The scripture calls it magnifying the Lord, making him bigger. So even if you feel just a little bit, hold on to it and say, wow, Lord, this is so cool. This is awesome. You're touching me. You're touching me. And when you acknowledge that touch, he'll give you more. There's a real key in that. So I hope those little ideas and little thoughts